the living God. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Praise God. He is worthy. And we should be doing that every day without stop. What he has done is greater than what we can give him. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated for a little minute, please. Last week I wasn't here because of shingles. I didn't know these things were that hard to bear. It hurts. But thank God, with your prayers, today I'm here. So thank you for praying for me. Thank you for lifting me up to the Lord. Sister Trika, I heard you pray for me intensely. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you again. God bless you. And whatsoever you are doing, believe. He said he will bless. And believe he will bless. Amen? Praise God, praise God. So last week, Brother Raphael helped us so much. And I can't thank him enough. I know God is going to thank him in a way he does not expect it to be. All your requests before the Lord, all of them, one after the other, he hears my cry to him. He is going to answer him. Amen. Amen. And Brother Pastor Seidel, this is a man who has no pride to hide, humble to the ground. This is a man who is ready to do anything pertaining to God. So I was diagnosed Saturday night at around, I would say it was at around 10 p.m. that I called him to say tomorrow. I can't do it because I just got a diagnosis of shingles and it's hurting. Right away, his problem was not it was late. His problem was that I was suffering. And he said, I'll be there. And boy, what was the message last week? Exactly the message that I started the week before. It's like a follow-up of what I started. So I'm just saying that to say that God is in this business. It is not man. It is God using people of, I would say, people that has no worth to make worthy things. Amen? So if you listen to the word of God and you obey it, Second Chronicles 20:20 says so. Amen? You obey God and you obey the people that come behind here. You will be establish and you will prosper. So I'm so thankful to Pastor Seidel for coming last week and just letting God use him. Today I'm continuing with the same title. Not the ladder, it's all about the world. Not the ladder. It's all about the wall. Let's read Esther chapter 4. And we'll read from verses 1 to 3, and then from verses 9 to 14, And then we will read chapter 10, verses 3. Verses chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. It says, when Mordecai learned all that has been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. And he cried out with a loud voice and bitter cry. He went up to the entrance of the king's gate, for no one was allowed to enter the king's gate, clothed in sack. Verse 3. And in every province, wherever the king's command and his decree reach, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and many of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. Let's go to verse 9. Verse 9 says, and Ashshath went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Ashtash and commanded him to go to Mordecai and say, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law: to be put to death, except the one to whom the king holds up out the golden scepter so that he may live. But as for me, I haven't been called to come in to the king these 30 days. Verse 12. And they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told him to reply to Esther, do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all of the other Jews. For if you keep silence at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you are not come to this to the kingdom for such a time like this. Let's go to chapter 10, chapter 10. And we'll read verses 3. It says, for Mordecai, the Jew, was second in rank to King Ahasuerus, and he was great among the Jews and popular with the multitude of his brothers, for he sought the welfare of his people and spoke peace to all his people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. King Jesus, it's all about you. We have sung with all our heart. We have worshiped you with all we have. Now, we avail our soul. We avail our mind. We avail our heart to hear from you. We pray, let your anointing flow through the man behind the pulpit. Let your anointing flow to every heart and every soul that is in this place. Let your anointing flow through to all those who are watching at home, all those who will be watching later, let your anointing flow to all of them, and let everything that comes out of this pulpit today, oh God, save. Let it heal. Let it deliver. Let it help. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. See, Mordecai was a descendant of the slaves that Nebuchadnezzar brought to Shinar. He brought them, and he brought also all the utensils, all the gold that was in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. You remember that? Do you remember that? Let's read in Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Somebody got to remember this thing. God had a law, Nebuchadnezzar. This king was so harsh. Amen? But God allowed him to come to Jerusalem, the city of the Lord. Jerusalem, the city of the Lord. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, the king, with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and place the vessels in the treasury of his God. Brother and sister, Mordecai is a descendant, the fourth descendant of the people that Nebuchadnezzar took from Jerusalem and brought to Shinar. Just like African Americans in America. So Mordecai is a personage in this story that is not Meshach, he is not Shadrach, he is not Abednego. You remember those three? They said, we are not going to eat of the king's meat, and we are not going to drink of the king's wine. Those people, when they were able to go back to Jerusalem, those people went. And actually, when they came back, all they were struggling to do is to reorganize the worship in the temple of God. Follow me here. But the Mordecai ancestors, they choose to stay back and continue to eat and drink of the king. So Mordecai is a descendant of those people. You see what I'm saying? So God should say, okay, you don't want to go back to worship me over there? I'll leave you over here. Anything that happened to you, you would have looked for it, right? For if you read this book, the book of Esther, read it from the beginning to the end, you will not see one time the name of God. Not one time. Not one time. No Yahweh. No Jehovah. No I am that I am. There will no name of God used in this story. What am I saying? I'm saying that even if you turn your back to God after he has chosen you, he is not turning his back to you yet. He is expecting for that you come back to him. He is waiting for you to come back again. He is not going to leave you, for he said so. He is not going to forsake you, for he said so. Mordecai was not shaken. Esther was not shaken. Their story has no name of God in it. Amen? They did not do the Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego thing. They did not do the Daniel thing. But still, since God has chosen them, he will sometimes root them a little bit, but he would never leave them. He would never forsake. You will go to slavery sometimes, but your God is with you in your bondage. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be with you. Mordecai, what is good in that is that they did not forget that they were Jews. Mordecai did not forget that he was a Jew. Some people leave church and they forget that they have ever been in church. Not good. Not good. So, in the same story, there is a man called Haman. Haman. That one is a descendant of a king called Agag. Let's read the story that is in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. Chapter 15. 1 Samuel, chapter 15. God does not do things the way we do it. So, 1 Samuel, chapter 15, let's read from verse 2 to verse 3. Here is what it says. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I have noted what Amalek did to Israel in opposition, in opposing them on the way when they came out of Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. All that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both men, women, children, infants, oxen, sheep, camels and donkeys. All of it. All of it. Now, verse 7 through 9. Verse 7 says, and Saul defeated the Amalekites from Avila as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt. Listen, he almost went to Egypt. And he took Agag. Agag the king of the Amalekite alive and devoted to destruction all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and the oxen and of the fattened calf and the lamb and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless, they destroyed. But what was good to their eyes, they did not. So, if you go to Esther and you want to know who is Haman, after these things, that's Esther chapter 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the Agagite. The Agagite. Remember the name of the king? Agag. So, Haman is a descendant of Agag. That's what the Bible says here. The name of his father was Hammedatha. So, I want to come back to Esther. The descendant of the slave that King Azarus' grandfather brought to the city. That's what Mordecai, Esther, and the Jewish people were. In the other side, Haman, the descendant of the king that was spared. Both Mordecai and Haman, in a way or another, are going to meet in the palace of the king. I don't know how Mordecai got there. I don't know how Haman got there. But Haman was lifted high in rank by the king. He was second to the king. Amen? Last time that I preached, not the latter, it's all about the wall. I showed the ladders up here. The king palace is high. See it in spirit. It's a high place. It's a place of predilection. It's a place of all the kinds of well-being. It has all the preeminence of life. Not everybody goes there. You got to have a way to get there. Amen? Mordecai was a servant in the palace. Haman, to what I read, is he was higher, second to the king. Amen? I don't know what ladder he climbed, but he was second to the king. Mordecai's ladder, I don't know. But he was also in the palace. Amen? Remember, the whole book of Esther has no name of God in it. No name of God. in it. So I'm not going to say God brought him there, but I know it was not a man that brought him there. So I will conclude, it's God. Amen? In the course of the history, the queen of the king was so rebellious and arrogant, refused to come to the king's invitation. And then Haman and all the princes, they said to the king, kick her out, kick her out. Get you another queen. Kick her out. Get you another queen. That's where Haman was lifted up again. Position. Position. Amen. Mordecai is still down here serving the prince, the king. Second to command. He's seeing this guy down there, and he is not anything else. Mordecai has to be worshipped. Mordecai has to be worshipped. When he comes around, you got to bow. When he passes around, you got to bow. Mordecai did not know Israel, but he knew the laws of the Lord. He knew the ordinances of the Lord. I am not going to bow down to a man. Oh man, it will cost him almost his life. All through the book. And Haman, to one point, was ready to come to the king and ask not only that Mordecai be hanged, but he had already set the Jewish people to be exterminated. Oh, those Jewish people, they have seen everything. They've been slaves more than once. Egypt tried to exterminate them. Hitler tried to exterminate them. And even today, anti-Semites are all around. If they could, they would exterminate these people. Listen, if God does not exterminate a people, no one, no army, nowhere, at no time, will exterminate a whole people. Because they all creatures. I mean, creatures, I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing it French. Every human being is a creature of God, made in the image of God, in the likeness of God, and God has an eye on every soul. God is not sorry for having made some white, having made some black, having made some yellow, having made some green. He is not sorry. He made all of these for his own pleasure. And he takes care of every one of these creatures as much as he takes care of the others. So,
going to repeat it. God is not sorry for having created this diversity. Moreover, with time, God has made a way for people to come together to worship and praise Him. When you go to Jesus Christ, He had all the time to tell us, these people, God don't want them. Those over here, they're not from God. Listen to what Jesus says. Matthew 28:19. He didn't say make them servants. He didn't say make them slaves. He didn't say go and make of all nations something else but disciples of God. It means that everyone of any color, of any creed, of any background, God wants them. They have a value in the eyes of God. And no man on earth can change that. Don't be arrogant about people of God. Don't be arrogant about the creatures of God. For God resists the arrogant. And He gives grace to the humble. Whosoever you are, don't be arrogant before our God. Arrogance precedes downfall. And when you fall from your arrogance, there is no peace to be put together. That's God. It's not man. And when He lets you fall, you have nothing to collect. Mordecai lifted all the way to the second rank after the king. What he wanted to do? Exterminate Mordecai and all his people. The ladder on which Mordecai came to the palace was leaning on God. The ladder of Haman was leaning on the world and the wisdom of the world, the powers of the world, the privileges of the world. The ladder of Haman was leaning on the wall of deceiveness, lies. That's how he got to be the second of the king. Mordecai did not betray his God. See, at the end, Haman, he built a pole for Mordecai to be hanged at this pole. At the end, Haman was hanged at his own pole. The ladder of Haman was leaning on the wall world, the privileges of the world. Arrogance. He was hanged on his own pole. Mordecai. Mordecai. Oh Lord, Mordecai. Mordecai. Esther, chapter 10, verses 3. For Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Ahasuerus. And he was great among the Jews and popular with the multitude of his brethren. For he sought the welfare of his people and spoke peace to all his people. The one who was supposed to be killed, destroyed with his people, is now second in rank, lifted high. More privileges than Haman. God. God does so much that the human intellect will never understand. I don't know how you get to where you're at. I do not know what brought you to the level where you are. All I know, and I'm going to tell you, to you, if you are arrogant where you are, and I have heard so much arrogance to the point where a human being will protect God. A human being will protect churches. That's arrogance. And God will never share his glory with arrogance. That is not going to happen. It has never happened. It will never happen. I don't know whom I'm talking to. But God is saying, your arrogance has come all the way to my throne. God is not sorry about what he has created. He created everything for his own pleasure, not for the pleasure of anybody. So before God, everything is good. He blessed everything and he said, multiply and replenish the earth. Who are you to go against God? Who are you to think that you are better than God? You don't see him, he sees you. You think he is not there? He is there. He's always there. He is the one who never finishes. He has no end. All of us, we will wither and we will be gone. And nobody will even know that we were here. So please, calm down a little bit. Mordecai, the Jew, was second in rank to the king. The same king. My friend, throughout this Bible, you will see that people were after these Jewish people to destroy them. they have never been able. Never. When you are the plural of the eye of God, whatsoever comes your way, he's aware of it, and he will never, never change what he has promised.
My brother, my sister, God has blessed us with life. He has blessed us with intelligence. He has blessed us with possessions. He has blessed us with so many things that we cannot count. For us to be happy and do what? Worship him. If our possessions, our talents, our privileges are used to poke the eye of God, remember those people that wanted to build the tower to get to God? Diversity came from there. In this diversity, God knew about it. He loves it. Amen. Sit in your place. Have your eyes, your ears, and your heart to the place where Mordecai was. Turn your back to the place where Haman was. Be humble at the gate of the king. He will lift you up.
Don't rise up to the eyes of God. He will let you fall. He will let you fall.
He owes to nobody. That's why he is in regard to nobody. He is in regard to nobody.
It's not the letter. It's the wall on which you put your ladder to go up. Make your ladder to lean on the walls of God. Make your ladder to lean on the truth of God. Make your ladder to lean on the favors of God. Make your ladder to lean on Jesus Christ. The astuces of the world, you're going to get there, but you're going to fall. The privileges of the world, you're going to get there, but you're going to fall. The powers of the world, you're going to get there. Crush everybody. Make everybody. You're going to get there, but you're going to fall. Because you didn't go the way he wants you to go. May God bless you. Let he who has ears hear. Let he who has ears hear what the word of God says. Let's stand. I didn't know where I was going with this thing, but I feel good, for I've said what has come to me. I feel happy, for I've said what is teaching me. I feel great because I am not going to lean my ladder on the walls of the world to go up. I feel good, for I am not going to give up the truth that was given to me for free. This truth has set me free. This truth has made of my life that was a reckless life, a life without future, a life without happiness, a life without joy. This truth has changed it. It has changed it to the point where I am not fearful of anything. Death, it's a going back home. Life is for the Lord. My brother, my sister, lean your ladder to the walls of God. You will go up high. You will go up high, and you will remain up high. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I open my mouth and you let everything out. Let your name be glorified. Let your will be done. Let the hearer consider what they have heard. Father, I pray. Let the healing truth heal the hearts. King Jesus, I pray. Let your grace bring back those who went away. Father, I leave it all to you, and I pray, let your anointing follow your word to the hearts, to the souls, to the minds. God Almighty, grant me the favor of being always there, ready to hear from you, and ready to tell it whenever you want me to tell it. For I pray in the almighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.